That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around.
Hey, good morning. It's time once again for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Good morning. It's Saturday, May 12th. Join us, won't you? You got a minute? Pour you a cup of coffee and go pick up your Bible and join us. We'll be back right after this.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play a call for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And of course it has rolled around again. Once again, it is Saturday morning. We welcome you to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we are coming to you live this frosty Saturday morning, about 25 degrees outside, and there's a good frost on the ground and on the fence and in the trees. But it is Saturday, May 12th. We welcome you to the Radio Ranch. Hope you have your Bible with you. Hope you have your coffee poured. That's what the program is, Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. The Wranglers are here. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And this is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you here. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And the last shall be first and all that good stuff. So, Kyle, would you open us up in prayer this morning?
Sure. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to get together and have a relaxing, good fellowship time this morning. And we ask you to be with us. Let your Holy Spirit guide our thoughts, our direction, our tongues. Lord, we just ask you to be with all the saints out there, all those that are yours, Lord. And we ask you to let them have a good day and a good weekend along with us, Lord. And we ask you to mold our hearts and let us love and be merciful, but yet also work that perfect hate in us that David had, Lord, that we can come against our enemies in the right way, in the right manner, and we can be a help in this time of trouble to those that are not our enemies, that are our brethren and our neighbors. So we want it all, Lord. Sorry to ask for it all, but we want it all. We want knowledge, understanding, and wisdom in these times, and we just ask for your direction and guidance, the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what a week it's been. I'll let you guys know, I said something to Kyle this morning. I can sure tell that we're back on the right track because the hate emails are starting to roll back in again. So praise the Lord for that, because they come from these ungodly, filthy faggots. Had a couple of them on the computer this morning when we came in, so I guess somebody, like Kyle said, somebody's listening out there on the other side, so that's good. That's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A couple of them send emails? Or?
Oh, yeah, you get them, that, you know, and you can tell it's from the filthy faggots. And, you know, one thing, I know Kyle had a prayer out on Tuesday night against this chicken loper Colorado governor promoting the same-sex unions and standing up with those that do. And we sure had heartfelt prayers offered up on Wednesday night, and I did on Thursday night. I didn't get to catch your program Friday night, Jason, but I got an idea. You offered up a prayer to them.
Yep, we sure did.
And you know, just like Kyle said, give us that perfect love. The warning that is given to those that are in sin, whatever sin it's in, but especially the sins where that God says are an abomination to Him, they are given out of Christian love. It may be Christian love for our family and for His remnant, so that they are not deceived, so that they are not taken in, so that they are not led down that path to sin and death. But it's given in Christian love. And when you see these letters and these emails, they aren't given in Christian love. You know, when they send it is like, and I was going to print them and read them, but I can't even read the introduction out on the radio. The FCC would be all over me. And so, but it to me, it kind of shows the contrast, you know. By their words and by their tone, you can tell their thoughts, and you can tell what their heart's full of, and it's hate and filth, is what it is.
Well, you know, if they got a problem with us reading Moses' writings or the Apostle Paul's writings, thank God. You know, I mean, that's where we need to be. If they call us names because of that, you know, because of these Holy Spirit inspired men, wrote down what God's thoughts were, what God's commandments are, and we read those on the radio, and they have a problem with that, amen. That's great. You know,
count it a blessing to be persecuted for Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, our pastor wrote a little booklet just for them. Got a black and white cover.
Yeah, it's called Death Penalty for Homosexuals is Prescribed in the Bible.
Amen.
It's a statement, and it's a warning.
Repent or perish.
Right. It's a warning. You know, it. And I talked about it a little bit on Thursday night and mentioned it, you know, that you can look at Leviticus 20:13, Leviticus 18:22, go to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Romans 1:18 through 32. It's a lifestyle that will lead to death. Simple as that.
Good news is there's no shortage of things to pray for and against.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And this most recent, if you're not familiar with what's going on, you know, last week, I guess the North Carolina legislature voted and passed outlawing same-sex marriage. I think I've got that right. Isn't that what, I believe that's what they did?
Yep.
And immediately after that, the Obama Nation comes out supporting same-sex marriage. And just about the same time, the Colorado legislature had been meeting for months. I think it was right at the end of their session. And they had a bill also that was proposed that gave, oh, whatever you call it, gave them same-sex unions or whatever it was. I don't know what exactly what the wording was, but gives them preferential treatment, gives the sinner the filth, the degradation, gives it preferential treatment. And the bill didn't come up for discussion. The way I understand it was that these filthy faggots that were presenting it had sat on it and kept it from going to committee to be discussed for like the 100-some-odd days that the Colorado legislature was in session.
And yeah, then Senate passed it several months ago and just sat on it.
Yeah, and then they
tried to sneak it through.
Right, and then they throw it in, add it on with everything else, thinking they're just going to bring it up and pass this bill, and that's going to be it, make it law. And it didn't happen. So since it didn't happen, oh boy. You know, if not now, they call the governor, when? Oh, governor, help us out.
When hell freezes over.
So, I guess it was Tuesday night or Wednesday, the governor, old chicken lover down there, decides to call a special session on Monday so that we can, so they can bring these laws, statutes, and judgments back up.
Is that this Monday?
I believe it is. So, I that's just what little bit I've been able to glean off the internet news and some of the news reports. They revel in their sin. You know, that you see them in the news reports talks about the governor down there in Colorado getting all emotional and all his heartfelt response to these people that just don't have the same rights that you and I do. We have to just give them the opportunity. And he can be heartfelt. He's just heartfelt wrong. Anyway.
Keep praying.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a scripture I'll read.
Good.
You're either going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ or you're going to serve sin. And in Romans 6, 16, 17, and 18, it says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Now, obviously, this governor, his obeying of his heart is darkness, is disgusting, is sinful. That's who he's serving. That's who he has compassion for. Instead of having compassion where we have ours, and that's for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, did you see, what is it? Reed, Harry Reed, you know, the Senate leader or whatever. Said now that they're going to take up a repeal. They're considering taking up the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act. So now that they can't get the states to pass it, they're going to try to pass something federal that supersedes the state. And I'm sure Eric Holder won't have any problem suing the states, just like he's doing to Arizona for trying to uphold their own law.
Yeah, as he and isn't it ironic? He's doing that as he was down and in charge of allowing them to and requiring them to not prosecute gun runners and people buying guns to take into the drug trade in Mexico.
Fast and furious, yep.
Well, like John said, there's not a lack of things to pray for or against.
Yep.
In these days.
Do you notice too? As soon as old Abomination comes out endorsing gay marriage, the Hollywood crowd gives them $15 million at George Clooney's house at a private party. So I tell you one thing, I'm convicted right now. I don't care how good the previews look on a movie, I'm not going no more. I'm not going to support this crap anymore.
Well, it's great because these terrorists are just sticking their heads up, you know. And that's, you know, it just makes it so much easier, you know, to judge the tree by its fruit. Amen. When the fruit's rotten as it is, you know, I mean.
And so evident.
Yep.
Yep, they're becoming bold and brazen.
The time fast approaches. You know, we had kind of an early spring here at the ranch. You know, didn't get a lot of snow in February, March, and April, and it's been nice and warm. A week ago, we were out in shorts and t-shirts, working in the yard and doing things, and I put some plants in the ground, just right against the house, just, you know, maybe 8 or 10, 12 plants. Oh, boy, this is nice. They were starting to bloom, pretty little flowers, and the children were really liking them and stuff. And, I think it was last, got them in the ground good Saturday, and either Sunday night or Monday night, boy, we had a nippy little frost, like last night, about 25 degrees, and just knocked about half of them out. And, but the other half kind of came back, and we've been watering them, taking care of them, and looked at them this morning, and when the thermometer said 25 degrees this morning also at 6 o'clock, that frost knocked out the rest of them. And, you know, first I'm thinking, great, here's $30 or $40 worth of plants I've just killed. But it's just the timing. You know, you can't rush the timing.
Nope.
There's going to be a time, and the time is fast approaching for this harvest that you're talking about, I think, Kyle. That time of the parable of the tares and the wheat, that time fast approaches. And the tares do. They stand up tall and proud and haughty. And you see the smiles, and they joke with each other, and they have their tuxedos on, and they get together at their big Hollywood mansions. And yeah, that's, you know, if you have eyes to see, you can see that that's just what that was. It was just the payola. You see who, just like you mentioned here in Romans about what the old chicken lover down there, who he serves and who he has compassion on. It's the queers. It's the filthy faggots. And Obama's the same way. That's who he serves. He serves who doles out that $15 million to him when he comes to their party.
Have you guys ever sighed? I think that's the word, sighed, a yard that got too long for a lawnmower to cut down. Isn't that the word? Isn't that a scythe that you swing and
is it a skith?
Maybe it is a skith.
I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
When we were first married, I let my yard go a couple times. Little, especially in the back.
Sickle?
It's like a sickle.
Anyway,
sickle or a swing blade.
Yeah, it got so high that a lawnmower wouldn't cut it. You know, and of course Oregon's damp anyway, because if you let it get that high, then there's water that lasts, you know, towards the ground, and it just jams your lawnmowers up. So I had to go out with one of those. And it's a lot of work. You know, even though we didn't have that big of a yard, it's a lot of work. But at the same time, it's kind of fun. I mean, you get to practice what I believe, you know, God gets to do with those tares. You know, I mean, and you can get some good exercise cutting down, you know, and it's especially those weeds. The weeds grow faster than the grass, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're sticking up higher, and, you know, and you get to practice. And that's kind of what I picture is just about to happen, you know, because the weeds are taking off. Evidently, whatever making them grow is hitting them, and they're really sticking those heads up high, you know, so. Anyway, it's just...
Well, what's going on is the day of the Lord is drawing near.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the time of separation. And the scripture that people don't think about when they think about that separation is Obadiah 1:18. Specifically, I think I'll start with 1:15. It says, "For the day of the Lord draws near on all the nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your dealings will return on your own head, because just as you drank on my holy mountain, all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and swallow and become as if they had never existed. But on Mount Zion there will be those who escape, and it will be holy. And the house of Jacob will possess their possessions. Then the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. But the house of Esau will be as stubble, and they will set them on fire and consume them, so that there will be no survivor of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken." And I
think I heard that a time or two.
that's that's where we're going. Is you know, we're becoming a fire. They're becoming, and they're going to be that stubble, and they're going to be seen as that stubble, and they're going to be destroyed with a fire.
Praise the Lord. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. I don't know. When I prayed hard. I guess it was Wednesday night, probably right.
Yes.
When they were trying to push this deal through before midnight, and I said, Lord, I know we deserve this, but I sure would appreciate it if you keep Colorado from Sodom and Gomorrah for a little while longer, and just bound them, and just you know, the thing is, I guess in the big picture it doesn't really matter, but if we can get states like North Carolina to pass this kind of stuff that where they can't sneak it through, there's a process that's going to take two and three different votes to try to get their agenda accomplished, then eventually they're going to get tired of being in those states where there's more opposition and move to others. So, but I prefer
yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
Off the land or under it.
Exactly. And one of the reasons that we deserve it is because the Christians haven't fought back against it.
Yep, amen.
They haven't tried to keep it out of the land that they were given.
Falling asleep as the watchman. It's interesting when you say that, though, to people. First they're like, you know, first they're defending it, like, oh, well, I don't really care what people do in their privacy of their own home. And I said, yeah, that's the problem. They go, what do you mean? I go, because you didn't care. Now they want same-sex marriage. Then they're going to want to adopt kids. It's just like the camel's nose under the tent. As soon as you let the nose under, the rest of before you know it, old camel's sitting in there.
Yeah, it's we let them out of the closet. You know, we let it be all right that they come out of the closet.
Without a scope.
Then they took the whole house. Now they're outside trying to take the whole city, the whole community, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like thinking about telling them go back in the closet.
Yeah, I want the closet, you know, to be a little deeper into the soil. But yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of being vertical, it needs to be horizontal. Instead of being above the ground, it will be below the ground.
Oh, it will.
It will. It's just as simple as
that. It'll
be pretty
warm down there, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, another scripture people don't, you know, we have, of course, with the pastor's guidance and stuff, but that scripture about the millstone, you know, because they really affect, you know, through the schools, through TV, through everything, they affect the children. And that's what's so sickening about it is sometimes they just right out in the open are recruiting your children, but many times through subtleties and through snake-like actions, they're recruiting your children's just by making them think it's okay to you know, have an option or whatever. And that the millstone, you know, people think we're harsh sometimes when we say things like we want the closet to be the other direction and in the ground. Well, the scripture backs that up. You know, it would be better for them to have a millstone hanged around their neck and be cast into the sea than to offend the little ones like they're doing. That's saying that it would be better for them to be drowned, because what's coming for them is going to be worse. And, you know, for us to be praying and wanting that is scriptural. It's righteous. You know, it's what everybody should be wanting. You know, just like I remember, you know, I don't know if it was Light and the Glory or one of those other history books where they had to deal with that that sin of bestiality, you know, and they did it, you know, and they got the sin out of the land, and it shows the rest of them love, because it takes whatever, you know, wrath of God that He's going to send against you for having it in your land, in your camp, in your whatever, but that's true love is when you do have those purges and you do want that stuff to be taken out, and you know, it's repent or perish, you know, and me and Jason have been talking a few times this week, you know, we don't, you know, we know the the Bible gives them an option to repent in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, 10, and 11, because it says, as some of you were, but you were washed. But it also talks about God giving them over to a reprobate mind. Mm-hmm. And I don't think when God gives you over to a reprobate mind, this is just my opinion, and I think Jason agrees with it, is we don't think that's even possible. You know what I mean? Now, it could be
for them to have repentance after that.
Right. After God gives you over, you know, because it's God isn't one of these gods that, you know, like the people think. He writes your name in the book of the Lamb's Book of Life, and then he takes it out, and then he writes it back, and it isn't like that.
No.
You know, you get your opportunity, you know, and if you deny the Lord and, you know, and you go back to your own vomit, you know, or you're a pig and you go back and wallow in your own mire, you know, it's done for you.
Yeah.
And they've heard the word of God, these homos. That's, you know, they've all heard the word of God. At least on homosexuality, they've heard it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they've heard it. They just choose to not believe it.
Yeah. So it's a little different than your average sin, you know. And to me, the difference is because it is a recruiting thing. And, I mean, just look. When you go to a restaurant or a store, I mean, you see people that you think, that guy could be a homosexual. You know,
that's why he says even the effeminate won't inherit the kingdom.
And it didn't used to be that way.
Right.
So the recruiting on their part has worked.
Well, that's something I mentioned Thursday night was that, I guess we talked about it Wednesday night. You know, God made Adam and God made Eve. And Adam and Eve can reproduce. You know, when it's, Leroy and Leroy out there, they don't reproduce. And so they have to recruit. And they want to recruit your children and my children and your grandchildren and our grandchildren. That's who they want to recruit.
Yeah. Well, you see that there's some child's clothes company or something that's coming out making gay clothes for little kids now to support Obama. Uh-huh. My two dads support Obama, you know. It's like, what an abomination. It just makes you furious.
And see, they cannot stop. They are creatures of instinct.
If we don't stop them now, it will be bestiality and it will be everything else, you know. Because we fell asleep on the watch for all these years, now is the time that we need to fight this thing with everything we got.
Yeah, I think there's either 60 or 90 countries that still have laws that outlaw homosexuality and that with penalties that range from imprisonment up to the death penalty.
Yeah.
And people think we're such a Christian nation.
No, we're not. Obama said we never were. Weren't founded on it. Whatever.
Yeah. Until he talks to Joel Osteen. And then he tells Joel Osteen that, yeah, he believes in Jesus. And so then Osteen says, well, if he says he believes in Jesus, I believe him that he's a Christian. Well, good for you.
Yeah, we must humble ourselves in his day of prayer. Whatever. I can't even. It's hard to even take it, reading it and looking at this stuff.
Well, at the end of the book, Revelations 22.
You always go to the end of the book, don't you?
Well, I'm not starting there. We've read about different things in the book, but, you know,
it's funny.
You might as well know here at the end of it. In Revelation 22:10, he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and let the one who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done." And you've heard,
hallelujah.
You've heard the pastor say it, and you've heard Kyle say it recently. To render to every man according to what he has done. If you are still under law, if you have not become under grace, when this happens, woe to you. Woe to you, because you will be rewarded. Good or bad, you will be rewarded. And you definitely don't want that day to come and you to still be being filthy and doing wrong. Because when that day comes, there is no repentance then. There is no changing back. None whatsoever.
If you think about it, that's exactly why they push pornography as much as they do. So that they get those people over to that reprimand, or whatever it is, mind. And that's why they're pushing this atheist thing, too. Because if you're an atheist, you won't have a fear of God. And then you won't care. You just think it's a big game you're playing. And that's how they're recruiting these young teens and children.
Well, they
I think that's why they make it such a big issue.
It's part of the public education fool system.
Yeah, I was listening to an article or reading an article the other day. Some school here in Colorado, up in the mountains, that decided that, oh, what a good thing to give out iPad 2s to all the students. But, gee, guess what they forgot to do? Block it from pornography. I'm sure it was a mistake. Whatever. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like the pastor used to say, they know how God works better than so-called Christians know. You know, and they know they can keep you in sin, they're keeping you from God Almighty.
Right.
Whether you've already entered into Christ, they keep you in sin so he'll kick you out and write your name out of the book. Or if you haven't entered in, then they'll keep you in sin so you don't even want to enter in. You know what I mean? I mean, they come at you from every angle.
Right. It's like the parable of the wheat and the tares and Matthew 13. I won't read the whole thing, but like 26 on. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, then the tares became evident also. The slaves of the landowner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?" And he said to them, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to them, "To him, do you want us then to go and gather them up?" But he said, "No, for while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest," this is the part we're waiting for, "I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn." That's the day we're longing for.
It is. You know, I mentioned it's still kind of cool here in the morning. And yesterday morning, got up about 6, got the coffee going, and went out. And my son George was awake. It was just right at 6 o'clock. And it was a little cool in the house. We'd had the heat down. So I grabbed some kindling and started a fire, another little fireplace with the glass front. And, you know, within about 10 or 15 minutes, had a really nice roaring fire. George and I are sitting there on the couch drinking coffee. It's quiet, kind of cloudy out.
Drinking coffee, I'm turning you in.
Well, George wasn't, but I was. He tries to, but I don't let him. That boy will be 10 next week. Whew. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and he looks at the fire, and he says, "Dad," he said, "is that the kind of fire that God's going to use to burn up the sinners?" And
nice.
You know?
I mean, not nice, but excellent.
Yeah, and I said, "You know, George, it's what the Bible says. That the present heavens and the present earth are being reserved for fire." And I said, "I can't help but think that that's the kind of fire it is." I said, "That's why God said he doesn't, you know, Jesus said he doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ." And there it is. It's put out there. But we have that choice. But I think, like you were saying, Kyle, you and Jason were talking about those that are given over to that reprobate mind, that it may be too late for them. You know, and then there are those that are just, we read about it in 2 Peter 2, creatures of instinct. You know, anybody ever had a Labrador as a dog?
Oh, yeah.
Could you ever get near water and the Labrador not go in the water? We had two Labradors down in Florida, and they would, if they could get out of our backyard, they would go the end of the road because it was a lake at the end of the road. And if they were missing, that's where they were at, was in the lake. They couldn't help it. You know, they just couldn't help it. I read something, you know, it was a dog for sale, and it's like a spaniel or something. It's a bird dog. And they love the dog. The dog's great with their kids, but it just keeps killing their chickens. It's just a bird dog. It's just what it does. It's just instinct, you know. It can't help itself. And, you know, 2 Peter 2 in 12, but these are actually, if you go up a little bit, daring, self-willed, they do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties. Boy, if that doesn't sound like what is going on in the White House and down in Denver. Whereas angels, who are greater in might and power, do not bring a reviling judgments against them before the Lord, but these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. And they will suffer wrong as the wages of doing wrong. That's what they have to look forward to. Time for a sip of coffee. And folks, that's what you're listening to, is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, going out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to all corners of the, why they call it corners of the world? The world's round. Well, how do you have corners?
It used to be flat. Maybe they started calling it that then.
Maybe. Anyway, but putting the Word of God out in godly conversation and fellowship to the entire world, certainly to the remnant. You can hear us on WTWW Shortwave. You can also go to the websites. All the messages are archived there. The ministry website is scripturesforamerica.org. The network website is sfawbn.com. And you can contact us through those websites. It's real easy to just send an email from there. And even our enemies know that, because that's what they do. They go and send us emails and through the website. And that's okay, though. God knows who you are. Anyway, time for a little more
coffee. Well, the good news is we got the May prayer done. I don't know if Jason had time to post it yet, but I'm sure he will shortly. And I'd like to think that it's a Holy Spirit-inspired prayer that meets the needs of the times we're living in. So, by the grace of God, get enough of the saints praying that, and as we cry out, the Lord will hear us and block these abominations that continue to happen. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking both ways that way, though. It's like, do we want this stuff to continue just so that we can hasten the day of the Lord, or do we keep continuing to bind it and pray against it? What do you guys think?
I think you should always bind and pray against it. God, if God wants it to continue, it'll continue.
Yeah. Right.
We got to be found doing our part in what we're supposed to do, and that's what people haven't done, you know?
That's right. Groaning out, calling Good out point. Against this, you know, calling sin, sin, whether it's in each other, you know, or it's in someone in the church, or it's in someone. John, I remember you mentioning, talking about working with some of the young men down there at the university, and one of them just cussing left and right, and you telling him, hey, listen, if you keep asking God to damn this project, he will.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's people that we're working with, I like what you said there, Jason. It's our job, and Kyle, we have to keep calling sin, sin, whether it's, again, with each other or with the president or the governor. You're not above the law. I'm not. Nobody is. The Word of God is true, and it applies to all of us.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what prophet it was. Maybe one of you guys do. The one that was told to basically preach to the people, but the people aren't going to hear you, but he was still told to do it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and that's where we're at. You know, like Jason said, that we got our job to do. But you never know when the one person out there, like when Pastor taught about leaving the 99, going after the one, when the one person out there will join with you, and then you've got a little bit bigger. bigger body of Christ, you know, or army of God, or however you want to, whatever you want to call it. But we just got to do our part. And I don't know about you guys, but I think it, you know, I mean, I'm not one of these guys that says everything I do or everything I think's of the Spirit. So, because I've been around enough people like that, that I know it's not the Spirit of God anyway.
It might be a spirit.
But so I really hesitate saying that, but there's something inside of me, and I hope it's the Spirit of God that is saying, let's go after him. You know, I mean, and I don't know what that entails. You know, if that's just harder prayers or speaking your mind when you have a chance, I don't know what it entails, but something in saying, go for it. You know?
Yep. That's the spirit of Pastor Peters.
Yeah.
Working through the Holy Spirit.
Right. And again, that's a, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a spirit of love. Because our Lord and Savior says he didn't want any to perish. He wants those all out there to come to the knowledge that he presents and to come to him and his saving grace. And the only way to do that, you know, how are they going to believe if they don't hear? They have to have that word before them. They have to hear. You know, those that are down there, you know, either paying Obama or pushing the Colorado government to go along with this same-sex unions, you know, they may already be over to that reprobate mind. They may have their name written in that book in the pits of hell and have an appointment that nothing will change. They may be. But how many of our children, and I don't mean our particular, but our children in the schools, how many of the remnant out there still just don't know? I mean, we know you can go to the dollar store and buy a Bible for a dollar, you know, but there are still many of the remnant out there that just don't know. They don't know that the death penalty for homosexuals is prescribed in the Bible. They don't know. There's many that just don't know that.
Yeah, they don't even know they're not supposed to get tattoos. They just don't know.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
I mean, we have, you know, whether they're tares or not, that open Christian tattoo parlors. Maybe even in the back office of the church. And whether they're tares or not is up for God to decide. But
don't get any ideas, Richard.
But there's many that in their congregations or read it, they just go, oh, well, that's kind of neat. Yeah, if they get like a Celtic cross over here, that'd be kind of cool. And see, then you show people that you're a Christian. You wouldn't even have to talk to them. They just see. And that would start conversations. And help introduce people to Christ.
Adding to and taking away
right.
from God's word.
Right. And that just
I know a couple pastors' kids that have got tattoos and justify it, and I said, well, what are you doing letting them do that? And they said, well, you know, they're 18, they can do whatever they want. And I said, well, did you tell them it's wrong? Well, what do you mean? And I said, what do you mean, what do I mean? It's in the Bible.
They didn't even know it, huh?
Yeah.
No, they don't. It's interesting because I firmly believe that a lot of these pastors who never have been baptized for their remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ never did get the Holy Spirit, and they don't have a clue of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Most of them, they don't even know Scripture at all. And, you know, just as of late, I've been able to recite Scripture, which is, I'm sure, gift of the Holy Spirit, but... these guys don't even know what you're talking about. Really? Where's that at? You know? And these guys are supposedly pastors. And I'm like, wow, no wonder these kids are lost.
Yeah.
But John, Jesus loves them.
I know.
Okay? He loves them, and his word is love. And he wants you to love them, and he wants them to love you. And love is what it's all about. And we just have to love, John. We have to love and love, and our love has to be in love.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's this political correct plague that I remember when, I think it was when I first started going to the church, maybe almost 20 years ago now, that I think Pastor Peters brought something out about that political correctness that was just starting to come out and what a plague it was going to be, and it has. Well,
Well, and, you know, being we brought up tattoos, just let me put it out there that this is not a weightier matter, but it's a matter. Because there's some godly men out there that have went to the army or whatever. They've ended up with tattoos. And we're not condemning them. We're just saying, let's just teach that it's wrong, you know, yeah, instead of that it's right. You know?
Yeah, the Bible says not to cut yourself, right, not to mark yourself. It's as simple as that.
Anyway, it's not a weightier matter, right, but it's a matter. You know, all of it should matter. You know,
and you can repent. You can repent
absolutely. You know,
I mean, I'll be the first to admit I got a tattoo when I was younger, didn't know any better. I never had one. I never ever heard in I don't know how many years I went to church. Of course, it was Lutheran church, but never once did anybody say, yeah, you're not to get a tattoo.
Well, it's like the Apostle Paul. I mean, he was actually taking part, whatever part, in killing Christians. And then later he says, I did it ignorantly. You know, and he did. He was doing it ignorantly, and God showed mercy and grace and called him, and he became more laborious than all the apostles.
And he didn't remain in his sin.
Right.
He didn't remain in it. He repented, and he came out of it, and he was baptized. You don't hear that from too many people that'll... These preachers or creatures, whatever they are, you know... I think most of them are, John. I take a little. I'm going to take the opposite approach that you said. You know, you said you think most of these preachers just haven't been baptized and haven't gotten the gift of the Holy Spirit. I think most of them are just creatures. I think the majority of them know exactly what they're doing. They don't preach the word. They preach an abomination of the word. I think most of them know. I think most of them are creatures.
I'd agree with you, but I'm just thinking about the ones that I know. I can pretty much tell that they're Israelite and they're just misled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there are definitely some out there like that. But I think the majority of them, you look, I bet if you went down to the 97 churches that are in even little Laramie, Wyoming, you know, from the Most High Reverend Mary Jane, you know, whatever, to, you know, Brother Leroy over there.
Yeah. Somebody told me, I don't know if it's true or not, maybe it was one of you guys, but apparently during the time of the draft, if you were clergy, you were exempt. So a lot of these hippie war protesters, Antichrist, decided to become clergy just to get out of the draft, and a lot of those are the ones that are in the churches today. I don't know. What do you think about that?
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, take solace in the scripture that I read last week in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Now, that's not all. That's the remnant, his people. But there are a lot of them out there that have been taken in by sin, and... praise God that he is patient, and he does want his remnant to survive and to repent. So it gives me solace to read that scripture.
Well, I think that's one of the motivating factors for us, you know, why we continue on.
Yeah.
It is.
A little bit of good news. Where was that? Alabama. There's a town that had a sign, and on the bottom of their welcome sign it said Ephesians 4:5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Of course, the Freedom From Religion Foundation came after them, and the mayor decided to paint over it. So they did. But the people were so outraged that they, looks to me like they basically threw the mayor out, got themselves a new mayor, and put the scripture back on there and told Freedom From Religion Foundation, go elsewhere. So people are starting to wake up and take the bull by the horns. I guess it happened there in Rhode Island, too, where they trying to remove a war memorial at the fire department. So we just need to learn to stay no.
Yeah, they had, I got a call last night, too, in a small town down in Tennessee. I'm not sure if it was the state of Tennessee or if it was a county or what the, what exactly it was, but they said that they had a bill and they voted on what marriage was. Was it between a man and a woman or not? And it came back, they beat it. 61% said that it was marriage was to be between a man and a woman, and they didn't want to have anything else. So they had a
praise
victory
God. Like
there.
I said, they're gonna move to the states that aren't defending it, you know?
Exactly. They like to go where they're not getting opposition.
Yep.
It's just, I mean, when you stop and think about it, I mean, I'm great that you know, thankful that people said it was between a man and a woman, but for that question to even be asked is just unreal to me.
Yep. Well, you think that's unreal? The ACLU filed a lawsuit trying to remove the first four of the Ten Commandments. Did you guys see that one?
No.
Because they're religious. The other six are okay, but the first four got to go or we're violating the Constitution.
Should we take out the thou shalt nots or the thou shalt do's? Which is more offensive?
It's just comical, really. Well, God have mercy on us. What else you got, Jason?
Well, they got that G20 summit going on. You heard anything about that?
I heard they didn't invite Israel to that. Is that right?
That was what was interesting about it. Israel wasn't there, wasn't invited. And just to, you know, they got the whole Chicago bus system set up. And they were making a big deal on the news about you couldn't take anything over the size of a briefcase. Well, if you look at what they declare the size of a briefcase, which is over 15 inches wide and 15 inches tall and 4 inches deep. And if you have anything over that size, it'll be confiscated and they won't let you in the bus depot or on any of the trains. How many people have seen a briefcase that's not over 15 inches by 15 inches by 4?
Yeah.
I went down and measured them. And they all exceed the measurements that they declare what a briefcase is and that you're not allowed to have it. And
that's
I guess it's just insanity. No pocket knives, no coffee, no soda, no beverages at all. In the train station, on the trains, in the bus station, on the buses. Kind of interesting. It shows you that they're
scared,
or what are they? They're living in. You know, they like to point the finger and call us paranoid. Paranoia, suffering from paranoia, and what are they?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
It is interesting. It's real interesting that they didn't invite Israel to that. I wonder what the deal is there.
Jason, was that the same summit that, who is it, Putin or whatever over in Russia didn't come? Or changed his plans. I heard something about that. He was it alluded to him snubbing Obama for not coming to some conference. Was that it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the G20 that's going on in Chicago right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's just kind of one of those. I don't know. One of those. Interesting thing is that you just kind of got to read in between the lines like you do so much of the stuff that's going on anymore. But, you know, it is, you know, we've had reports this week of, you know, several reports that 30,000 to 100,000 Russian troops come into the United States within the next 7 months. And that's significant right there.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Jason, didn't you tell me last Sunday, you saw a bunch of even U.S. troops all came out with their big trucks and all right down there in Fort Collins?
Oh, yeah. They're right here. I mean, and they're starting to make their presence known. They want people to get used to seeing troops around, setting up checkpoints, roadblocks, and I saw it. I mean, it was here.
I think you said
I thought it'd be a while before I saw it, but sure enough, there it was. You know, but 30,000 to 100,000 Russians. You know, I've had it with all the Mexicans that we've had in here, but, you know, now we got to start bringing Russians in.
Don't worry, Jason. You've got enough ammo. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Got a couple minutes for some closing comments, and somebody invite our people to church tomorrow. That'd be good to do.
Well, we are going to have another vintage message by Pastor Peters, and I think it'll tie in with a lot of the topics that we covered today. And it, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, and there's been fights that have been fought before, and it'll be an educating message, and I encourage you to join us. Go to scriptures4america.org and join us for the live video. And if you got a slow internet connection, you can join us for the live audio stream, and we do encourage those to continue to write into us. We got a form there on our website that you can email us, so send your emails in. You can join us by going to the shortwave as well. And a lot of people join us through shortwave for church on the Sunday morning. So we get started at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and we encourage you to check that out. Scriptures4America.org.
Keep Branson in your prayers. It'll be here before you know it. Pray specifically for safety for those attending. Many are driving from long distance. I've received quite a few positive emails from people on ramrod@sfaw.org, as well as letters, and we're just praying for a blessed fellowship, finding our enemies from causing us any trouble, and just ask you to keep that in your prayers.
Amen.
I got one scripture I'm going to read. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That is Romans chapter 1, verse 18. And that reminds me of a Psalms that says, the mouth of the righteous speaks of judgment. His tongue speaks of judgment. I'm not calling myself righteous, but we need to start speaking of judgment as often as we can, because there's judgment coming.
Amen.
Yep, we got to warn our enemies. Amen. and those that are the remnant that are deceived.
Well, we thank you for joining us. Again, it's been Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. If you want to write to us, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. We'll see you at church tomorrow, guys.
Rolling, stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, big high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Moving,
Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.